Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 8th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning. Otherwise known as Martellaro Monday.
Yes. And you are here. You're here to chat with me about whatever your heart desires. And it sounds like today that is TV. Is that correct?
I have some very good recommendations of some excellent television.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff that's out on Netflix is not really COVID friendly. I'm trying to steer towards things that are good for mental health and pleasant, happy, enjoyable, entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I have a strong recommendation for a trilogy of programs that are very interesting in their relationship.
Okay.
So let me give you the background here. So in about 2001, a BBC producer named Andy Wilman got together with a fellow named Jeremy Clarkson in England to develop a series to be known as Top Gear. And after some very minor personnel shuffles, they settled on James May and Richard Hammonds as co-presenters.
Okay.
And the show got more and more popular and became intensely popular all over the world. It ran for many, many, many years. And during those times in the off season, all the presenters, Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May, got very good at doing solo presentations of various technical subjects on their own. Mm-hmm. For example, James May did a two-series section on the people's car and the evolution of the people's car in Germany and Europe.
Okay.
So they're all very experienced in doing their own thing in the off season. And then Top Gear was tremendously popular all over the world. And then a couple of things happened. The first thing that happened was in 2015, in the heat of production, Jeremy Clarkson threw a punch at one of the staff members and was fired by the BBC.
Yes.
And BBC tried to get Richard Hammonds and James May to stay on and Randy Woman, but they did not. And they sort of circled the wagons with each other and went off and formed a deal with Amazon to do a related show called Grand Tour.
Okay.
And that show ran from like 16, 17, 18, something on that order, 17, 18, 19, which was very good and maybe even better than Top Gear. Top Gear continued with different hosts. So then they were happily doing Grand Tour, and then came COVID, and it became more difficult in an international setting to go over the world. They would go to places in Europe and Africa and Asia to do these fabulous road trips.
Uh-huh.
And that became really difficult during the COVID. So in 2020, each one of the presenters went off and did a major solo project, and it resulted in three notable shows that are now appearing on Amazon Prime.
First is
James May, who cannot cook, and did a fabulous cooking show called Oh Cook. And instead of a TV set kitchen that you see mm-hmm. on TV, he found this country kitchen and a partner named Nikki, who was like, he called her a home economist. And in a real kitchen, which was really well equipped, he did a 7-part or so cooking show. And we tend to think of British food as being kind of plain, but he did some fabulous recipes, and there's a corresponding cookbook for this series.
Oh, okay.
And so if you want to watch the very intellectual, very charming, very accomplished James May do a cooking show and talk to you about food preparation in a very interesting and charming way, I highly recommend it. And give you some ideas for food. He's interesting and pleasant to watch. He's funny. And so I can't give it a high enough recommendation. In parallel, Richard Hammond went off and did a series called Big, where he looked at the biggest things that man makes. He looked at the tallest building in the world, which is in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at the largest dam. He looked at the Air Force's largest cargo plane, the C-5M.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the episode I recommend starting with. It's excellent. He went on an air-to-air refueling mission on a C-5M and walked around inside a C-5 that was doing maintenance. And it's just an incredible aircraft and an incredible presentation by Richard Hammond.
Okay.
And so that was big. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the most glorious of all is Jeremy Clarkson.
Okay.
About 10 years ago, about a decade ago, he bought 1,000 acres of farmland in the Cotswold, about 75 kilometers north of England, of London. And he kept it for a while. And then during 2020 COVID, he decided to turn it into a real project. So Jeremy Clarkson, the car racer, car driver, analyst, became a farmer. And Andy Woman is involved in that production, too. And the same charm and the same frustrations and the same wit and the same gimmicks and other side stories that Jeremy Clarkson's famous for are brought out in this series where he farms the land, raises chickens, raises goats. He becomes a midwife for sheep. And raises crops, and weather interferes. He was faced with the prospect of buying a tractor for the first time in his life. This is the guy who spent most of his life in Lamborghinis and Ferraris. He took one look at the tractors and he said, nope. So he went out and bought this $125,000 Lamborghini tractor, which is an incredible tractor. It's like a spaceship on wheels. And he has to manage the water on the farm, and he built a cinder block farm country store so he could sell his goods from the farm with his partner.
Okay.
And got into trouble with the British authorities on managing his land. And it's the same sort of stunts and, you know, gimmicks that Jeremy Clarkson's famous for.
Yeah.
And it's just as charming as Top Gear and Grand Tour, but... Yeah, you wouldn't think a story about farming would be that interesting, but it is fabulous. I highly recommend it.
I can hear the smile on your face when you tell me about it. So, yeah.
So those are the three specials that those fellows have done. And then along the way, if you get a chance, watch James May, Our Man in Japan, one of his solo presentations, where he tours Japan over a period of about 6 or 7 weeks, starting from the Northern Islands and then working his way south. And you'll learn an awful lot about Japan, the culture, the food,
cool.
Japanese swords, the manufacture of Japanese kendo swords.
Ooh,
and,
okay.
Lots of times of people in Japan. So that's also on Amazon Prime. So that's the trilogy I wanted to talk about.
Before we get back to TV picks, I just want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsors this week. And our first sponsor is SimpliSafe. Now, I've talked to you about SimpliSafe before and how their products are easy to set up and they're easy to use, so I'm just going to get right to it. SimpliSafe is kicking off the holiday shopping season by giving TDO listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. This is the biggest sale of the year that they ever do, so you can get a complete home security system for just over $100. That's indoor and outdoor cameras, sensors everywhere you want them, and monitoring around the clock by trained professionals who can send you help the instant you need it. Here's how you get the deal. Go to simplisafe.com/TDO. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO, SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. Our second sponsor today is Hunter Douglas. Hunter Douglas can help you live in comfort and style with innovative window shade designs and control systems that can be scheduled to automatically move to optimal positions for each portion of the day. Hunter Douglas shades can diffuse bright sunlight, allow you to enjoy the view outside the window while protecting your privacy inside, and even help keep the temperature inside warmer in winter and cooler in summer, which can lower utility bills. Add all of that to Hunter Douglas's PowerView technology, and your shades can do all of this for you throughout the day. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas and enjoy greater convenience, style, and increased comfort in your home all day long. To do this, visit hunterdouglas.com/TDO today to take advantage of the Season of Style rebate savings event. That's hunterdouglas.com/TDO for limited time savings. HunterDouglas.com/TDO. This offer expires December 6th, 2021. We'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today.
So do you have one, or shall I go on to my next one?
Yes, actually, John, I do have a pick. This is a show that is, it's interesting in that it starts very dramatically, and then you sort of back up and get filled in on what happened in that scene that you saw right there at the beginning. And it's called Only Murders in the Building. And
oh yes, I've heard of that.
Yes,
Steve
and
Martin
and Martin Short.
I've seen him on Fallon.
Yeah,
talk about the show and do clips.
Yeah,
looks so interesting. It's on Hulu.
Yes, it's a Hulu show. And the thing, one of the things that's entertaining about it is sort of the commentary on it, because what it is there are three people who end up coming together because it turns out they all accidentally discover that they are all fans of the same true crime podcast, because they are all huge true crime podcast listeners. And there's this one that's going on that all of them are hanging on every detail that comes out as it gets unveiled. And so they sit down and start talking about it. And they end up having their own podcast. And none of this is spoilery. Like, it's all right in the trailer. But it's really, really funny to watch them be fans of a true crime podcast and then start their own true crime podcast. And there is a crime that unfolds during the season. A second season is confirmed. So most of what I, and this isn't a spoiler either, but most of what I'm looking forward to in season two is who else pops up as someone that was in either Steve Martin or Martin Short's Rolodex, because there are a lot of people who show up in this that definitely feel to me like they came to hang out with their friends. So it's a lot of fun to see the folks that pop up in different roles throughout the series. And it's got a lot of charm. There's some language. So I would say this is not a, I mean, it's about true crime podcasts, and it's murder is right in the title. So like, you're probably not letting the kids watch it, but know that there is some language from a number of people. It's the main characters are played by Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez, and all of them are fun. They have great chemistry together, the three of them, as this like podcast / Scooby gang. And they were super fun to watch as they figure out having a podcast and figure out how to unravel this mystery. And there's a couple of other subplot things that happen. And it's another one of those shows that is very funny, but also has some moments of real sentiment and feeling. And I enjoyed it. This is also a show that is half hours. So it comes in at like 30, 40 minutes an episode instead of an hour, you know, a 60 or 80 minute commitment, depending on, you know, how long the episode is. So this is definitely one that's light commitment. I don't remember how many episodes total there are, but you know, you can watch the first two or three and see if you like it, and you're not really making a serious commitment of time to see how that is. I watched the first couple after a number of people I know who have similar television tastes to mine talked about how much they loved it, and so I got in on it as it was airing. And definitely, this is definitely a show that is a lot more fun if you watch an episode a week. So I would say at least give it a little bit of time in between each episode so you can kind of sit with it and see what your own theories are. That was sort of what was fun about it, was watching what other people's theories were as the episodes would unfold. It was very fun to sort of be doing the same thing about this show that the show was doing about the podcast that they liked. And it was really entertaining. So I would recommend that. It's definitely lighter weight watching, I'll say. You don't have to spend a ton of time theorizing about it if you don't want to. You know, if you're not me, then you can just watch it and be like, oh, that's great. You know, like, I'll watch another one tomorrow and see how that thing turns out, you know? And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I would suggest it.
I have a subroutine here. I forgot to give the name of that Clarkson show on Amazon Prime. It's Clarkson's Farm.
Okay.
Sorry about omitting that.
Yeah.
You're looking for it.
No problem.
Right,
there will be a link to it in the show notes.
For my next one, I have got a recommendation for the best technical miniseries I have ever watched in my life.
Okay.
It's on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Among the Stars.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's told through the lens of astronaut Chris Cassidy, who started off as a Navy SEAL, then became an astronaut for all of 17 years. And he was scheduled to work on a repair mission on the space station, but there was scheduling issues. And the story is told of the repair of the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer, which is a $1 billion particle physics experiment that's attached to the space station that's looking for dark matter. And there was a cooling system that failed, and there was a very, very delicate repair required. I think it was 4 spacewalks and all it required to repair it, and they had to take a replacement unit up to it. And it tells the story of life and times of Chris Cassidy and some other astronauts who are involved in the repair of this satellite. And it sounds pretty boring, but it's actually excellent. If you have any kids, if you have any kids who want to be an astronaut, they'll be sold. I mean, you'll want to be an astronaut after you watch this. I mean, it's just amazing. It shows life and times of astronauts who are doing spacewalks and living on the space station in ways you have never seen. And it shows the technical drama behind the scenes of the engineering decisions that had to be made. So this, after this connection of these cooling pipes is made, one of the flight directors decides that they don't need to test it. And the project manager for the cooling system repair says, "No, I used to be a plumber. You always test." And she says, no, we don't have time for that. Now, he forces the issue, and the first time they test it, it fails. And so they have to go back and redo the cooling connection to the cooling system in there. So it shows you some of the difficult technical decisions that are made in the process of operating the space station and repairing satellites and doing EVAs and so on.
Yeah,
so it's called Among the Stars. Disney Plus, you should subscribe to Disney Plus just to watch this 6-part series.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I will make a small side recommendation here. That's also Disney Plus. And part of the reason I think it's interesting is because you and I are talking about TV. And this is something that I feel like you can appreciate even if this isn't necessarily your style. So the thing I'm going to suggest here is WandaVision, which is a show on Disney Plus. And yes, it's a show about some Marvel characters, but it was delivered weekly when it first made its debut. An episode came out a week, and each of the episodes is sort of set in the style of, like, the first episode's like a 50s sitcom, and then the second episode's sort of like a 60s sitcom. And there's a little bit of a sci-fi side quest that happens as you discover why we're getting these sitcom episodes. But if you are just a fan of television and you have enjoyed the sitcom format throughout your life, what's really great about WandaVision is that, like, every episode is constructed like the TV shows of that era, down to the set, the plot, the music. There's a laugh track for these things, and they filmed in front of a studio audience for this. It was filmed pre-pandemic. So like the shows that were filmed live before a studio audience, those are filmed live before a studio audience. You're hearing an actual laugh track from a room full of people who are there watching it happen. And if you enjoy the television piece of it, like the TV piece of this is 100% pitch perfect. So even if you discard the Marvel-y pieces of it, it's still a really interesting watch. So I would suggest that. Even if Marvel's not necessarily your jam, if you do enjoy TV, I think people who are fans of television would definitely have a good time watching it. You don't have to know a ton about Marvel stuff in order for it to be enjoyable. So I know a number of people who watched this who didn't really watch any Marvel movies and still had a good time. So I can recommend it. So do you have one more pick for me?
I'm trying to figure out about six of them here that I want to pick from. How about if I just run through some recommendations?
Okay.
Real quick. If you like The Morning Show, season one, you will like season two.
Okay.
Season two is a little messier, a little less coherent. But if you've become invested in the characters and you like them, you like Bradley and Alex, mm-hmm. you'll like The Morning Show season two. I've been watching it. Chair on Netflix. Sandra Oh.
What was that one again?
The beleaguered head of The Chair.
The Chair.
Sandra Oh plays the head of a beleaguered Northeastern College English department. It's charming. It's weird. It's kind of dark.
Oh, well,
it's funny.
I like her.
It's only six episodes.
Yeah. Okay.
Off the Menu, Netflix, okay. A movie about New Mexico, Hatch Chili. If you're into New Mexico climate, life, culture, Hatch Chili, cooking, and romance, I recommend Off the Menu on Netflix.
Okay. Let's go ahead and leave it there so that you have more to tell us about next time you're here. And that's going to do it for us today. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. John, as always, it is a delight to have you here. Thank you so much for coming by.
It was a pleasure. Nice to be with you, Kelly. Talk to you later.
Yes. In the meantime, everyone, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.